A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. He said to his disciples, "Be on your guard, stay awake, because you never know when the time will come. Like a man travelling abroad, he has gone from home and left his servants in charge, each with his own task. He told the doorkeeper to stay awake. So stay awake, because you do not know when the master of the house is coming, evening, midnight, cock crow, dawn. If he comes unexpectedly, he must not find you asleep. What I say to you, I say to all, stay awake." The Gospel of the Lord. It's very hard for us living in our world where we are saturated with light night and day. Electric lights, LED lights, coloured lights, blue, yellow, orange. Where light itself has become a sort of pollution. It's very hard for us living in that world to imagine the darkness of the ancient and the medieval world, a world, as Barbara Tuchman's book calls it, lit only by fire. The world where darkness feels like something that threatens the wind that surrounds us. The individual house and the city have to be protected. And as such, every house, every city has its doorkeepers and its watchmen. The doorkeeper is a key figure in this gospel. In Mark, this is the last teaching of Christ before the beginning of his passion, as he prepares for the Passover. And the doorkeeper is the person who is both the protector and the welcomer. Because not everybody that comes to the city or the house is an enemy. Maybe someone who's a dignitary needs to be welcomed. It's the paradox of being a doorkeeper. You have to be both a defender, a protector, also someone who knows how to welcome and to give honour to the rich, the aristocratic people, and perhaps compassion and care for the poor wanderer who may be received into the house or the city. All this is the responsibility of the doorkeeper. We ourselves are all doorkeepers because Christ can come any time. Not just at the end of time, as he will come, as the church teaches. Not just at the end of human history. Any time in our life, maybe those that we should welcome, and maybe those we should care for, those we should take into our lives. Or it may be that there are people we should fear, enemies of a sort. Remember, Christ told us to love our enemies. And the enemies from outside are never as dangerous as the enemies inside, our own selves, how we live. That's part of the point of this last parable. Stay awake, see, listen, hear. Parables all speak of seeing and hearing and being awake, but they also say that we must look at ourselves. The doorkeeper is not just the person who protects us from outside, he's also the one who reminds us that we have to live well. Christ will come, there's no protection from Christ. Judgment will come. And no house, no city, no community, no country is safe if it doesn't live well as a community, a country, a house, a family. The great threat is inside, not outside. In that sense, it's not the doorkeeper who protects us, but ourselves. We have to pray for our doorkeepers, we have to pray for our leaders, those who purport to think on our behalf, to make laws. We have to talk to them too and try to explain to them what wisdom is, what truth is, how we can live. We have to pray for ourselves as doorkeepers. The way to protect any place, any house, any community is to help it to live well. If we live well, we need fear nothing, least of all, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So stay awake.